Magdalena Carmen Frida Kahlo y Calderón was born on July 6, 1907, in Coyoacán, Mexico. Her father was Guillermo Kahlo. He had immigrated to Mexico from Germany in 1891. Her mother was Matilde Calderón y González. She was Mexican, and her family was descended from American Indian and Spanish blood. Frida was born at La Casa Azul, the Blue House, a house her father had built for his family in 1904. It was called the Blue House because the outside was painted a bright blue. The house would become an important part of Frida's life. Frida's father had several jobs after he moved to Mexico. But when he married Frida's mother, she talked him into becoming a photographer, which was what her own father had been. As it turned out, Guillermo Kahlo was a very good photographer and was very successful. The Mexican government asked Mr. Kahlo to take photographs of the landscapes and historical buildings of Mexico. For about 4 years, he traveled all over Mexico and took hundreds of photographs. Frida grew up looking at her father's photographs. They helped her learn about Mexican history, art, and architecture. But Frida wasn't just curious to learn about the history, art, and architecture of the country she was born in. She also wanted to learn about nature and science. Frida was always bringing home rocks, insects, plants, and even small animals. Frida's mother wasn't always happy to have bugs and frogs in the house, but her father thought this was fantastic. He wanted his daughter to learn as much as she could. Frida had three sisters, Matilde and Adriana, who were older, and Cristina, who was younger. But Frida was definitely her father's favorite. He thought Frida was the smartest and the most like him. Frida's father liked to paint when he wasn't busy taking photographs. He sometimes took Frida with him when he traveled to the countryside to paint. Frida would watch her father use his paints and brushes. When Frida was 6 years old, she caught a serious disease called polio. Polio is a disease that affects the brain and spine, and it sometimes leaves people paralyzed. Frida survived polio, but it took a long time for her to get better. She had to stay in her room at the Blue House for almost 9 months. It was hard for someone as curious and energetic as Frida to be stuck in bed. But Frida made up an imaginary friend to keep her company when she was alone. Because of the polio, Frida's right leg became weak and thin. But her parents didn't want her to stop doing things because of her leg. She played soccer, wrestled, boxed, and was a champion swimmer. These were all things that girls didn't usually do in Mexico in the early 1900s. Even with all the exercise, Frida's leg did not grow stronger. The kids in her neighborhood and at school teased her about her leg. They called her pata de palo, which means peg leg. Frida would yell back at them. She was determined not to let the nickname or her weak leg stop her. As she got older, Frida wore pants, long dresses, and skirts to hide her leg. She also wore 3 or 4 pairs of socks and a special shoe. Frida didn't want anyone to know she was different, make fun of her, or feel sorry for her.